Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to turn our attention now to dance team, Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows with head coach Lisa Johnson. We're going to wrap up the season here. Another very successful season. Congratulations, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Paul.
Yeah, just an exciting time to be a Shadow and to be a Shadow fan this year. Great season for you girls.
It was a great season. It was hard to see it end. So. Yep. Yeah,
it ended at state, though. That's good.
That's always a great place. And state finals for both Jazz and Kick, so you can't be sad about that.
Yep. All right, let's start from the beginning. Last year at this time, you were actually trying to think of a routine. Tell us a little bit about how that process works.
Yeah, about a year ago, every year at this time, we're thinking of next year already. Because, you know, a good theme, it takes a lot of hard work. So last year at this time, we were working on our newscast theme, and you helped us with the sports, and we were starting to put it all together, and it was a huge success. Everybody seemed to love it.
Yep, and that's where you are now. You're trying to think of next fall's routine, right?
Yep, we're putting together a list, and we haven't come up with anything great yet, but...
And that's all top secret, though, right?
It kind of is. My own daughter doesn't even know, so she's always trying to hound me. What are you and Sarah planning? But we have a list, and we haven't really shared it with anyone yet.
Okay. Well, how many events were you guys in during the course of the season? And tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we usually go to about five or six competitions during the season, starting in early December, and then including conference and sections, and then state as well. So the girls placed very, very well this season. I think they were in the top three for every single competition for both Jazz and High Kick, including our JV had a great season. They were in the top three of every competition. You know, so every competition's different. Some have 20 teams there, and some have, you know, five teams there. And so each one's different, but they placed very well and scored quite well during the season.
Yeah, let's just talk about a few of them. You went up to Ricori. You go there every year, I think, don't you?
Yep, we've gone to Ricori the last 3-4 years. It's fun competition.
Those are different teams you see there?
Yeah, we get some up north schools and some down south schools coming up in our direction, so that's kind of fun. That's why we tend to go to a lot of different ones just to meet and see different teams. Mm-hmm. Ricori's a fun one because you get cake for your trophy.
Cake
from the Cold Spring Bakery. So Monday morning we had 4 cakes this year to eat.
Oh, that's what they give the winners?
Yes.
Oh, wow, that's pretty cool. No hardware trophy, you get a cake.
We get a cake.
That's cool. Yeah, you did well there. And what other events were you at?
Yep, we were the Camden Conference champs in Kick and runner-up in Jazz this year, opposite of last year. So it was good to bring the Kick title back. And then sections, we were section champs. And in Jazz, we ended up in third place for Jazz at sections.
I love the sections over in Montevideo. It's just probably one of my favorite things to cover. When they announced that High Kick won section champs, I love the response from everybody.
It was. We've been waiting a long time, and the girls worked really hard this season to get that title. Yep. So it was quite an emotional and fun day.
And Section 3 in dance, if you don't know, is by far the toughest section in the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
So many good teams.
Yeah, if you think about at state, you know, the top, us three were in the finals, the top six. So for three of the same section's teams to be in the top six is pretty outstanding. Yep. So it's a tough one.
Yeah, we're talking about... Yellow Medicine East, your sister's a coach on there?
Yep, Yellow Medicine East, and then Bold as well. And we were neck and neck with them all season long, back and forth. So, you know, it's tough when you come out on the bottom, and it's amazing when you come out on top. So they are two amazing teams. And we put Montevideo in that category too. They didn't have the best year maybe that the way they wanted it to end. They didn't make the finals at state, but they're always great competition.
And of course, a former Shadow, Jordan Kaltoff, is over at Cami Mineota.
Oh yeah, they have come a long ways in the last couple years. Yep. Proud of Jordan and Carly when Carly was there. Yep. So they're tough too.
Let's talk about some of the girls on the team. I don't even know what the rules are. How many girls can you have on high kick at once, or how many girls can you have in the Jazz?
Well, the high school league, you can have you have to have more than five or more, and then you can in kick you can have 34, mm-hmm. and in Jazz you can go up to 26.
Oh, 26 in Jazz.
Yeah. Wow. So okay. Yeah, that's the nice thing about our sport is, you know, in basketball, you're competing for five yep. starting positions, and volleyball, six. And for us, we can take up to 34 if we have them.
Okay. And how many did you have on high kick this year then?
We had 24 this okay. year and nine on Jazz.
Nine on Jazz. All right. Let's talk a little bit about state. You went to state again. I think when I did my homework at state, this is your 15th year coaching, was it?
It is, yes.
And you've gone to state 12 of the 15 years.
That's what I think we came up with. Yep. Some are a little blurry way back in the beginning. But
well, I remember the first one because
yes,
I was there.
I remember that one too. Yeah.
And that's the only time I ever did play-by-play of high kick.
I'm sure it was amazing.
Yeah. I said, oh, that was tough. It was one of the toughest 3 minutes I've done broadcasting, but it was fun. Anyway, talk about some of the girls on the team.
Well, yeah, Lisa. We've had a great, this group of girls is these 24 girls and Riley, our manager, so 25. Amazing group of girls. They work so, so hard. Our captains were Savannah Erickson, Madeline Offit, and Paige Martinson, and they led the team and did such great work. And so we're saying goodbye to Madeline. She's our only senior. Yep. And so last night we have two or three new captains, Savannah again, Paige Martinson again, and then also Ashton Oy okay. will be a fearless leader next year.
Okay. Yeah, you had your banquet the other night, and talk about the banquet, and you give away a lot of awards.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. We had a good night. It was fun. We do all kinds of fun awards, but we also do some more serious ones. Mm-hmm. So our MVPs for kick, it was Madeline Offit, and for Jazz, it was Grace Johnson. And then our rookies of the year for kick was Eden Weber, and for Jazz was Carissa Bessonen. So I'm proud of all four of those girls.
All right, and everybody will be back except Madeline. You got to be excited about that.
We are, yeah. It was sad to see her go, and she's such a great asset to our team. But, you know, we've had years where we've graduated 12, 14 seniors. So yep. to have one leave us and coming off such a strong year, we're really optimistic about the future.
Right. At state, you guys performed well at state. Let's talk about state before we. Yep.
Sure. Yeah, state was great. They made the finals in Jazz and in kick. We haven't made the finals in Jazz since 2012. So we were, I think, the most excited team to make the finals. It was like we had won state at yep. that point. So that was our number one goal, and then we ended up fifth in the state for Jazz.
Yep.
And then kick, we also made the finals, and we ended up fourth in the state. We ended up behind YME and Bold both, and that was disappointing, I think, for the girls. Mm-hmm. But to be fourth in the state is a tremendous, yep. It's amazing. So, no, we didn't get the hardware I think we all wanted yep. when we were there, but it gives us some motivation for next year.
Like I said, when I was covering the state there, I think the biggest thing is get your name to get in the finals. That means yeah. you're the top six in the state.
Yeah, that's the most amazing.
And you get to dance again.
Yep. When you get to dance that last time, you kind of feel like your season is complete. Yep. So it was a really fun weekend, and I'm still exhausted.
I know. It takes a while to recover, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah. I put in about 12 hours, or you put in more than I do at Target Center, 12 hours on Friday and 12 hours on
yeah.
Saturday. So it's fun, though.
It is. It's yeah. so much fun.
That's right. And the crowds that are there for state dance now, how that's grown over the years. I mean, that lower bowl in Target Center is completely full.
Completely full, yeah. You have to get there early if you want a good seat.
Yep, it's amazing. It's fun to watch, fun to cover. So one senior, and things looking up next year again.
Absolutely, yeah. Our freshman class, a huge class, and they're such a talented mm-hmm. group of girls. And so they're really our core, and mm-hmm. they'll move into, 10th grade next year. But they are just an amazing group of talented girls. I think there's 10 of them, so we're not looking forward to that year. But okay. They're really our base of the team, and really have changed how the team works and how the team treats each other. And so I'm going to give a little props to our freshman class. They're an amazing group.
Yep. And coaches that have helped you this year.
Yeah, Sarah Norman is my assistant for kick, and Hannah Johnson is my assistant for jazz, and both of them put in just as much time as I do, and we know everything about each other and how, you know, we just bring different things and complete the coaching staff. Alyssa Whitnable and Carly Wager did the JV teams, and again, they did an amazing job as well, so I props to my coaching staff.
Yep, and you got some outstanding managers too, huh?
Yes, Riley McCoy is our number one fan, is what I call her.
Okay,
because she knows the team inside and out, and yep, she does so much for me.
What amazes me about dance is how the parents get behind this and grandparents get behind this sport.
Yes, they love it. They're in line at 7 a.m. they're hardcore. So we give a lot of thanks to them.
All right. Great season, Lisa. As always, you do a great job with that. And I just want to thank you for including me into the routine, not the physical routine. That would be odd, but.
Yes, your voice was, I mean, everybody noticed it. So it was so great. It completed our music.
Yep.
So.
Thank you. That was fun.
Yes.
Something I always remember too. I kind of got goosebumps when I heard my voice over in the Target Center.
It was loud and it's really cool.
Yep. All right. Thanks, Lisa, for coming
in
and wrapping up the Dance Shadows season. That was fun.
Yes. Thank you for all your support this year too, Paul, and to Dick and to Maynard as well. Thank you.
All right. That's head coach Lisa Johnson of Lac Qui Valley Dawson Boyd Shadows Dance Team. We'll take a commercial break and we'll come back with more of the Coach's Show right after this.